Al Green, and you're listening to Signing Guru.
Yep.
Boy, they got a tough opener going up against the 49ers Seahawks.
Yeah, Thursday night.
Yeah, two home games to start the season for the Sharks.
We'll be at the veranda, Thursday, though, so we'll miss that one.
Thursday and Saturday.
We're going to go Saturday.
I'm not going Saturday now.
What happened?
I can't.
Seattle.
Just like the Berkeley game.
What did you?
But you tried to make it.
Seattle.
What did you? It was something you wanted to come out with.
Right no, here. We got to get into Aaron Rodgers and the powers okay. these athletes have because
well, certain
I just,
athletes.
I'm sick of them. Certain I don't athletes. Like them. I don't sports like them. The person. He's a fraud. And to get Robert Saleh, well, you got your my own offensive coordinator and Hackett. He needs to. You got him the job. You stunk it up in London or wherever you guys were Sunday. I watched that game. I was up early, Steiny. Yeah. And then I hate bad things that happen to good people.
Who's a good person?
Robert Saleh.
How do you know?
Wow.
He's a coordinator.
Well, he's a good
yeah, very
community
good
guy here.
That won zero games for him.
That's not
zero.
You don't feel bad for him?
No.
They were the fourth-rated defense in the league. Why is he fired?
Because when you're the head coach, you're in charge of everything.
My quarterback's decision-making?
Yes.
Come on.
Yes, you are.
This stinks, man. And the dude don't like his
overmatched.
Family. He ain't cool with his parents. He's whack. I'll say it to his face. Aaron Rodgers is whack. I'm catching hell. I know Taylor Swift. Shout out to my boy, Tyshawn. She's not an R&B singer. Who cares? She's an artist.
Some people care about getting things right. I don't know. Maybe that's why it's important.
And I got her name right, Taylor Swift.
Right, but she's not.
I got her in my genre. She's R&B to me.
Okay,
now,
well then you don't care about being wrong. That's fine.
I'm right for me.
Okay.
I ain't trying to. Yeah.
Yeah, you're
I'm sick of her. Sick of her too.
You're the worst. How can you be sick of Taylor Swift?
You really mean it?
Yes.
They show her like she plays
and that's
the
her
position.
Fault. And that's her fault?
She knows what. Stay. Take and a that, play. Like Snoop.
Oh,
take a playoff.
Oh,
take
so,
a playoff. My boy
okay,
Snoop.
So she just can't watch a game in a suite.
No, I just hate that I'm watching a game and they like.
So
she's not part of it.
Well, wait. So she's a cameraman too? She gets to put the camera on herself.
No. And
so in other words, she has nothing to do with who's putting her on screen.
We just.
Why is that her fault?
We are slaves to attention. Just show
she
me a Chiefs
not.
Game without panning to what's going on with her. She's not part of the experience for me. And frankly,
okay.
I'm sick of it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, then don't watch. Because Roger Goodell's got a sense for what makes money in the NFL. In a way, you don't.
Could explain some calls in the Super Bowl.
Okay.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
yep.
you always have been a 49er apologist. So
please.
The last place you've gone... I mean, the last place you can still go is the officials.
Yeah.
Otherwise, we'd have two. We'd have two in the last 5 years.
No, I just deal in facts.
Yeah. And so the 49ers have been hosed, right, by the officials?
There's some videos out there floating around.
You ought to be ashamed.
I said there's some videos out there floating around.
You ought to be ashamed.
And she's R&B.
Yeah. J-Dog.
But that's where you're getting it wrong.
What's new, Jonathan?
Hey!
I mean, this is just unbelievable. Let's go. Oh, I was going to go to J Dog. He thought he saw some positive signs with Kyle Shanahan.
Well, that's a must. We got can't over wait to hear that.
Over the well, he's not there anymore. What do you think the biggest issue is with the Niners right now? 2-3.
And I'm being real. And we've been together 7 years. What if I told you the biggest issue is I don't know what the biggest issue is. It's like it's a tie. It's coaching, it's injuries, and if what you're saying and Baldy's correct, Donnie, they've gotten slow right before our eyes, then man, I don't know how all, like seriously.
Can I be honest?
If
it's true, okay, if it's true that the 49ers have gotten older and slower, well then it's nobody's fault. And they're doing the best they can. They really are. I mean, if a guy's older, and he's lost a step. Well, whose fault is it?
I see, and that's why I'm not ready to say that's what it is.
So tell Baldy.
No, Baldy's great.
Oh.
But he's saying what he's seeing right now. Stoney, again, not to question Kyle, we can do it. It's not what? A misdemeanor. 9-22 in the red zone with J.P. Mason, Kittle, Ayuk, Juwan Jennings, who could catch a ball in traffic. We've seen it. And Debo, how are you nine? I'm just asking.
They were 0-for-4 on Jennings' targets in the red zone. 0-for-4 when they went to Jennings.
Okay. So
there's 0-for-4 right
now,
there.
Now, what if we, and he threw, it was Purdy's fault, a bad ball to Kittle that could have got him in the end zone, but he had to catch it and his momentum took him out of bounds. At what point do we start saying, well, let me see what 85 is. Can we just feature them
he
more?
He scored a touchdown.
Okay, that doesn't mean he can't score two.
No, but he scored a touchdown on the first.
Yeah, and that was the one.
Yeah.
And then five others, you did nothing with it.
I'm with Willard.
Which is?
You know, I mean, we can always look back and say, well, Kittle should have had two. And, you know, were you thinking that at the time? Mm. And you acknowledged yesterday you weren't.
Hey, Clinton Oakland. What's up?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey, talk to us, Clint.
Signing, you're awesome. I played.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hey, well, can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
All right. Hey, Steiny, I played golf with you over at Bedro one time. Great guy. Good golfer, too.
Thank you.
So, what's wrong with the Niners is Brandon Staley. I'm actually a San Diego Charger fan, and I can tell you from firsthand experience, Brandon Staley is a terrible, terrible defensive coach.
You don't have to ask that again.
Can't let that guy near anywhere near the defense.
Oh, well, no. He's not. Sorensen is the defensive coordinator. I feel like you're going in on the wrong guy.
I'm just saying, man, look at the defense from last year compared to this year. Look at the Chargers defense from last year compared to this year. The guy's trash, man. That's all I got.
Thanks, Clint.
That's like saying, hey, the assistant coach is good. I mean, the head coach is fine, but the assistant coaches suck. That ain't cool.
Well, let's go to our resident Chargers expert, Evan Giddings. Yeah. Evan, Brandon Staley, trash or no?
Those are my only two options.
Trash in the middle or
I
no?
I got an answer.
Well, first of all, the Chargers defense is not really that much better. But I'm not a huge fan of Brandon Staley.
There you go.
His job, evidently, or at least according to description, is game planning during the week. So if you feel like the game plan defensively has been poor, then maybe Staley is the culprit.
And I love my brethren here in regard to the reporters in the Bay, but I'm not hearing the right questions to Kyle.
Well, you can go down. You have a credential, right?
No, I'm serious. Like, you think
I'm serious
playing.
About you having a credential.
You think I'm playing.
No, you are.
No, seriously.
Well, then get down there and ask
Kyle,
the question.
Kyle, what's going on with your unit?
You don't have to ask that again.
Why are you 9 of 22 in the red zone?
Scheme.
You can stop asking
Whose
that
job
question.
Is that, Kyle, to scheme it open?
You'd get swallowed up down there. Kyle would just, oh, God, would he put you,
do you
in
mean
your place?
That?
Yeah, yeah. He would give you the old Don Nelson. Is this your first football game, son?
Possibly.
No, you're 9. If you guys are, yeah. your team is
we were
nine.
Number one in the and we were number one last year in the red zone. We'll get it fixed.
All right.
Yeah.
What about the defense?
We'll get it fixed.
We'll see. Robert Saleh is available.
We have our defensive coordinator, Nick Sorensen.
Staley.
Let me ask you, so we should fire Nick right now?
No,
right
I
now.
Just, no, I know.
Okay, well then why are we talking about Saleh?
Well, I don't know if you know this, Kyle, head coach. Right now, some feel like Sorensen's getting a pass. Steve Wilks was under major.
Should we fire him 5 games into
no,
the year?
No, I'm not
okay.
saying that.
Well then, we'll see. Let's see how we, let's go shut down those Seahawks. Woo!
McDonald.
Seattle.
Oh, God. What's his first name?
Mike.
Is that right?
You don't know that?
I'm just asking you.
Yes.
You know what, Evan?
And I'm, you know
Evan,
what?
Well, even, what if I would have said, what if his first name was Terry?
Then you
like,
would have been
what would
wrong.
That have cost me?
Exposed. You would have been exposed.
Right. Sports talk radio is not Google.
No,
they got a thing Google. It's about coming with fire hot
Wikipedia.
Takes on what you see.
You got to Google.
If you want to be a nerd and go in front of a computer, you can type it up. I'm in the business of giving opinion.
Yeah.
So had his name been Terry, I still got the last name right. It was McDonald, and you know who I'm talking about. But these nerds, I ain't into that. I'm not your guy for that. I'm going to give you a fire take. I'm
Is that
a fire.
Your Will Clark?
Dude, oh my.
Oh, man, boy.
Will for president.
You're the worst.
We
Do you have any?
Will came for the analytical people. Dude, I'm telling you, man. Sonny, oh my gosh.
All right, I'm going to play it, even though it's out of place right now. I'm going to play it.
EDD for some people.
This is who Guru lionizes. People like this.
Farhan was the one guy that I heard that was relieved of his duties. I haven't heard about any more changes.
I'm not going to beat on Farhan that bad, okay? But he had his fingers in everything, especially analytics. That's first off. And second off was he made out the lineup. Oh. All right? Bob Melvin would want this guy in the lineup. He'd want that guy in the lineup. Farhan would trump him.
Oh,
you set yourself up because that's Melvin's job. That's the same thing that happened, you know, with Bochy. Bochy would put a lineup in and, we need to scratch this guy. We need to scratch that guy. Look, the reason that these guys have managed in the big leagues for 15, 20 years, they know. Dusty Baker knows. All right. They know exactly what's going on in their clubhouse, and they have gut instincts on things, and you need to stick with their gut instincts. Not everything is statistical. And while I'm talking about that, all of you statistical guys that are in the San Francisco Giants organization, you better watch your ass too, because you might be gone as well.
Oh, hey, Stoddy, come on now, boy. Wow, Will the Thrill. That was a ride, so
he,
man.
Hey, well, he ought to talk to Buster Posey, who apparently said there's a very real Buster place said, we're for analytics.
Come on, I'm having some fun. Analytics, they matter.
Look at Will Wojnarowski Clark, who break in that Farhan had something to do with the lineups.
Well, shout out Shams with the new job at ESPN. Hey, I gotta say this though. Stoney, I'm crying inside. I always heard the rumors and whispers that the lineups were given to the managers.
And you never believed it?
Never. No, I didn't want to.
But now you do because of Will Clark.
Yeah, he's telling you.
Well, everybody's been saying
so
that.
How are you a manager? The Earl Weavers, the Jim Lelands, the Bochys. No wonder he got out of here and won a World Series.
Now, yeah, it was a really tough choice between Donnie Walton and Marco Luciano.
Wow.
Gut check would have really saved the Giants this season.
What can I do with that?
You know what you need to start doing when you watch sports? Keep your eyes open. All right? It's not the time to go. Watch the games again.
Watch the game again, then, Steiny.
Call back, lady.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco. Always live on the free Odyssey app, Twitch, and YouTube, powered by First NorCal Credit Union. It's time for the Purdy Prognosis. The Brock Purdy Prognosis. Go get him, Goo. He stunk the other day.
We've had two nights to sleep on Brock's performance.
Here's Purdy, takes off, and goes head first for 10. Leading by 6, Purdy protected, floats it for Kittle. Kittle with a catch in out across the 35. Play action, Purdy, use check. The catch, first and goal.
Now it's time for Stani and Guru to break the huddle and deliver their Purdy prognosis.
You want me to go first?
Okay.
Yeah, so again.
Hot take, no facts.
Please, hey.
Here we go.
I just see now I really just want to come over there. Vince McMahon. Hey, Stani.
Yeah.
Sports are about moments, and right now through 5 games, I don't believe Brock Purdy has led this team down the field, you know, with opportunities to kind of capture a moment. And they had an opportunity Sunday to go down, get a field goal, as difficult as that would have been, or even win the game. And I don't know if he's holding on to the ball, because he leads the league, getting the ball and releasing it, Stani. He is number one. I don't know if it's guys not getting open, and that's a stretch, but it could be the truth. But if Brock's listening, Stani, I would tell him that's his best attribute. His Wi-Fi, his ability to drop back, process, and let go. Throw it away. But what's all of a sudden happening is, again, Fran Tarkenton, Stani, and that's a compliment. I told you he can do it with his legs, but he's doing it too much. And this looks like a different Brock Purdy. And he may be listening saying, hey, Goo, nobody's open, and I have to ad-lib and try to create more than I ever have. So I don't know if this is a byproduct of the offensive line not blocking for him or not giving him enough time, but my prognosis is, Stani, Brock, get back to the Brock Purdy where that Wi-Fi was like AT&T. and get rid of that ball. He's holding on to it too long. I don't know why, but Stani, I think defenses may be catching up to him. I don't know or what they're trying
to do. Catching up to him or Kyle?
See, that's my million-dollar question, and I'm going to say Kyle because I'm not – Brock Purdy's a star. But, Stani, I'm seeing something different. It's looking different.
Don't you think it's funny what we do all the time? And when I say we, I mean you.
Monday morning quarterback.
Yes. I mean, the reality of the situation is the first couple of weeks, we've been talking about the Niners, and we wanted them to throw more. And so then they throw more, and then you want them to run more. And then they'll run more on Thursday, and we want them to pass more. It's like, what do you want? Do you want 50-50? Do you want 60-40 passing running? Do you want 40-60 running passing?
Well, you want wins, Donnie, and every game is its own entity. Again, I keep saying that, but like every game presents its own opportunity. Like if they can't stop the run, it's not about Purdy. Turn around and hand the ball off. And for whatever reason, you tell me if I'm wrong, through five games, this team has become pass happy. Is that a byproduct?
Through five games?
Yeah.
I would disagree with that.
Oh, well,
week one.
Well, I mean
Mason ran 28 times.
You settle for 6 field goals.
I know, but well, that has nothing like okay. That's I'm talking about the run pass ratio. Like what do we want? What's the best Niners run pass ratio?
Don't we feel like against the Rams they got away from the run when you had the lead?
I mean
you don't even see I watched this, Donnie. I watched it again. That's what I feel like happened.
But it doesn't jive with the numbers that say Mason's the leading ball toter in the league. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is.
Well, what about my prognosis in regard to him holding on to it a little? Why do you think that's happening? Do you think
he's trying to do too much?
Or what about guys not getting open?
Maybe. But I think, look, you can disagree with me. I felt like Brock Purdy against the Cardinals quarterbacked a little differently than he normally does.
What does that mean?
It looked like he was looking for home runs. He was looking for home runs, and he was not too casual with the rush, but I don't think he had a sense of urgency in the pocket. Like, he felt like he could dance around all night, and they kind of never catch him.
And one of those interceptions, he wasn't under duress, Don. He kind of just rolled to the right and kind of lackadaisical. Oh, I'll just throw it here and bap, volleyball, tip for a pick.
888-957-9570 is the number. I'm going to put you on the spot. Has Brock Purdy made money or lost money this year?
I'm gonna shut you down.
I mean, everybody was saying, like, what was the number we're working off of? 55.
Yeah, right.
Okay, 55. So is he making money or is he losing money?
I'm being real here, and you know I'm no homer.
Well, he's making $900,000 right now. So yeah.
That's Evan. You can look at Evan.
I can't. Just
don't look at me like
I
said that. That's your boy. And he's
you
correct.
You know what I'm trying to say.
I'm being real.
Yeah.
I think a lot of stuff is falling down. And it has me questioning this team. But the one thing that has not fallen down, even though you're right, I didn't like this game from Purdy Sunday. But the other weeks I was telling you he's facing stardom in the face. So I'm telling you, Steiny, he's made money. Because if stuff around him is eroding, you got to have a quarterback. So I can't let Sunday, which I thought was his worst game on the season, have me tell you, you know what? He's losing money. We're not there yet.
Well, I'm starting him at 55. That's what I meant. I mean, everybody's throwing 50, 55 around. Okay, so 50 or 55 has been the number thrown around that he's going to make. I'm just saying through five games, you still think he's a $50 million quarterback next year. I don't know.
Yeah, as much as I think Dak Prescott's getting paid and Jordan
watching.
Love is getting paid.
Let's keep watching the games is what I would say.
Yeah.
What?
All in all, aren't you uncomfortable? If you're a Niner fan, wouldn't you be uncomfortable with the questions you have about this team? Stani, there's a litany of questions that nobody has answers to. Are they really slow? Is it because of the last 4 years? Like, you know, the red zone issues.
I know. All we're doing is guessing. Nobody knows.
And I wonder if Sorensen is guessing, calling the – or does he – would he tell us having a beer at the old ship? Goo – My guys, they ain't got it no more. My secondary's a mess. Like, that, I don't know what to believe. And that's why Thursday will present 60 more minutes.
I can tell you what to believe. They're 2-3. That's the only thing we can believe. And they're the football team we've watched for 5 weeks. Like, this is where I should have gotten it again.
Lynch.
Yes.
We're not a championship-level team right now.
Well,
there's your new one.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. But I just... We always talk, like when we talk about all the sports, the one thing we always say about football is, well, football's a sport you can turn it around the quickest in. All right. Well, then it works the other way, too. Like, what happened last year, the last 2 years with this team? I mean, it is so irrelevant, it's not even funny at this point.
Lost one division game in 2 years.
Doesn't matter. They've lost two.
Yeah.
So this idea, I think that, and this is what I mean, this idea that they made the NFC Championship last year, they made this, or 2 years ago, they made the Super Bowl last year, that we're going back again, that's not the way it works. You have to be hungry. You have to go out every single game and play well to win in the NFL. And the 49ers, I don't think they are playing. I don't know if the word's hard enough. I feel like they're trying to convince themselves that they're playing hard enough, or as hard as they've been playing in the past, and I don't think they are.
Yes, Donnie, and I'll say this, is a short sample size. They don't even have a conference win yet. Every NFC foe they face, they've taken a L. You know, do with that what you will, but I don't know how Arizona in 100-degree heat come in here on the road, down at halftime, the Cardinals were, and then all of a sudden figure something out when we're told nothing happens at halftime, right? And they just come out and just look like JV against varsity. That's what the second half defensively looked like from a Niners standpoint. So I'll tell you what, we had a little fun with me going out to Santa Clara and asking questions. But if I really wanted to be, I can't say the word, starter, and you know what I mean, I would go right up to Debo and Ayuk and say, are you getting open? Because my pride, and I'm just thinking of all the divas in the world, the Terrell Owens, the Randy Mosses, the Michael Irvins, because you know what I'm insinuating when somebody says, hey, Steiny, are you getting open? Like, just to, like, how would they answer that? And there we might get a truth bomb that people don't want to hear.
Don't take this the wrong way, because I'm not, I swear to God. But, like, I don't care. Like, I've been watching football for 10, 20, 30 years. It's like, it's always, are the receivers open? They're open. The quarterback's not seeing him. They're not open, so the quarterback can't. Mm. Like, we never get that answer. Clear cut. Oh, they're getting separation. They're not getting separation. They're open, but Purdy's missing them.
Well, if you,
they're not
if
open, you, yeah. It's like it doesn't matter. It's not working.
Right. But this is why it would matter to me and why I would ask it. If I'm proud and I'm Debo and I'm not, you know, putting out in regard to production, and your ass came around me asking me that question before I even think to answer, I'm already in battle mode. Like,
exactly.
I got to be a Jedi not to flip here and say these plays are crap, or however you're using me is on the coordinator or the quarterback. Now, it would be baiting, but it would get me to be like, man, Debo, Samuel, to hell with you guys out there saying that I'm not getting open.
Like, it's one or the other.
And
who cares? Like, who cares if it's Purdy, Ayuk, Debo? If it's not working, it's not working. And
that's a fact. But it would give us some insight as to, is this thing broken?
888-957-9570 is the number. I'll just ask 49er fans what Guru just asked. Is this thing broken? I think it's way too early to say that, but it doesn't mean they don't have any problems. 888-957-9570. Listen, download the free Odyssey app and check us out on YouTube and Twitch, powered by First NorCal Credit Union.
We're not a championship-level team right now.
You think I want to listen to Willard and Dibbs?
And I'm not going to hold the players accountable.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's the one you need back.
Dude, Bonte and Shasky were doing the show, and somehow that came up. That hurt me. That cut me. And I'm not going to hold the players accountable. Give me the context, because
that's
come
it.
On.
No. That's the context. Give me the meat.
Oh, well, it's better than that.
We had Ross Tucker on earlier today, and I asked him a question that he said was a great question.
It must have been after he said I had a good one.
Like, when it comes to football, I find one of the reasons it's so fascinating is because they play 60 minutes. But it always comes down to a couple plays here and there. So here's the bottom line. Why the 49ers are 2-3. They had two opportunities this year on offense.
Two.
Where the offense needed to drive down the field late and score.
Go ahead.
They didn't do it. Their defense has had three opportunities to stop the other team to give themselves a chance to win the game.
Facts.
The 49ers had cut the lead against Minnesota to 20-14 in the fourth quarter.
Correct.
The Minnesota Vikings then drove the field and kicked a field goal to make it 23-14.
Facts.
That is the pivotal drive of the game. They had a chance to hold them, score, win. They didn't do it. Fast forward to the Rams. Ronnie Bell, the defense, had a chance after Ronnie Bell's drop to make a play. So the offense failed him and the defense failed him.
And special teams. Moody missed a kick.
And the reality of the situation is Brock Purdy, as of right now, is 0-2 in games where he had a chance to lead a game-winning drive but didn't get it done.
Right. I appreciate
and
that.
And the defense is 0-3, needing to get a stop they didn't get, and it could have won a game for him. So they've all the players on both sides of the ball have had an opportunity to win one, two, or three more games than they've won, and they didn't do it in three of those games, and it's all phases. It's all phases. Mm-hmm. Nobody's picking anybody up.
And coaching as well.
Sure.
Both sides, both coordinators.
Rafi's in Berkeley. What's up, Rafi? How you doing?
Good, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well.
If I may, you know, I think in football in particular, I think is where coaching and scheme to me are the most important out of kind of all our big sports. You know, if you think about basketball, like if Steph goes off for 60 and has an amazing individual performance, it just doesn't really matter what Steve Kerr and the staff are doing. But very rarely, or in fact, impossibly in football, can someone truly take over a game. And so the reason why I bring up basketball, if I may, is because I'm reminded of when Steve Kerr said about the Warriors, welcome to the real NBA.
Right.
And the reason I say that is because I think that this is a moment, this year is the moment for the 49ers is welcome to the real NFL. No one's scared of you. You're taking everyone's best shot every single week. You're depleted, so everyone knows that there's vulnerability there. And I kind of just think collectively, coaching, players, you're looking at what I just view as a team who had expectations that differed from reality. And when expectations differ from reality is when you have conflict. And I think that there's conflict all over this team, and you're just seeing it play out and the inability really to hold on to a lead. I think they expect to win the game, and I think all the other teams are trying to kill them. And I think that this is the welcome to the real NFL moment for the Niners, and I don't think they're responding well.
Well, not so far.
Yeah, and I'll say this to
thanks,
that.
Rafi.
Rafi, that was well said, and you could say I'm living in the past. I know you will, Steiny, but that's why when you enter the real world, which they are, I like that, you kind of wish you would have some hardware to show from all your hard work and blood, sweat, and tears that it took to get to this juncture. And I'm not saying they can't get it done this year, but look around. Read the room. It's collateral damage, man. It's attrition. And you just wish you would have capitalized on one of the many chances you've had during this run. Well, no, you could have went to two more had you beat the Eagles and you beat the Rams where you had a 10-point lead in the fourth quarter in 2021 in NFC Championship game.
I mean, they lost to the Eagles by 25 points.
Yeah, I got you.
You know, so. And I think maybe that's part of it, is the team just can't get over the
past.
Do
you think this, honestly, this is the end? Now, when I look at the Warriors, there's not a soul in sight. We can look at the birth certificates. We know it's the end of a run. Now, when it's, you know, the finality of it, nobody knows that date, but we understand. And you got four chips to show for it. So when it does happen, you look around like, boy, we exceeded it. The Niners, I don't feel like, do you feel like, I know it's five games, this is the end of a run? Are you the end of a run? I don't.
I do. But it doesn't mean they won't make the playoffs.
When we're talking about championships.
I wouldn't say they're going to win a Super Bowl this year. But, and that's why, to me, this year's about, getting to the playoffs. That's the first step. You always used to think that was just a given, but it's not right now because you're not good enough.
Yeah.
So you got to go win the division.
Well, you're 0-2 in that now, and that's why Thursday is so important just from that standpoint.
Garrett's in Virginia Beach. Hey, Garrett, what's going on?
Go on, guys.
Hey,
so I want to talk a little bit about what Guru was saying earlier about, you know, this lackluster effort that the 49ers are putting out. And a couple things that kind of stood out to me. The Niners, they're playing with little heart, little spirit, almost like they're playing like they've lost all the wind out of their sails. I think it started offensively back in the preseason when we lost CMC. He wasn't playing in the preseason at all. And having CMC on this offense, it's almost like lifting weights with steroids. And the Niners are now going through withdrawals without CMC, and they're feeling it. And Kyle has failed to adjust to his scheme, whether it be in the red zone or his run game. Defensively, Fred is out there with the entire world on his shoulders, and it shows. The dude literally was playing on one leg on Sunday against the Cardinals. And missing Greenlaw is almost as effective on defense as missing CMC on offense. And it feels like the Niners were playing with little to no spirit, waiting for that spark of CMC or Greenlaw to ignite them back to championship form. And as for the silly uniform thing, I want to kind of touch on that. To me, that tells the other 31 teams in the NFL that if you're willing to try to get a winning edge by petitioning the NFL for a uniform change, then you as a 49er, you don't exactly have the confidence in the guy next to you to go out there and get there on the field and get the job done.
That's all. That's beautiful.
I thought
that's how I felt when I heard you say it, Stoney.
415 on the Comcast business text line. Against the Rams, Purdy delivered at the end. Bell dropped the perfect pass. Against the Cardinals, Purdy drove down the field and Mason fumbled. Saying Purdy's 0-2 is misleading. This is what I mean. It doesn't matter.
Right.
If I say Purdy's 0-2 or the Niners are 0-2 in those situations.
We didn't play the blame game. Those are the facts.
And the bottom line is this. Mm-hmm. Purdy had a chance after the Mason fumble. Oh, right. And he threw an interception.
Yeah.
I'll say it one more time. The defense has had three opportunities where had they gotten a hold, the 49ers probably in one of those games, then they would have had a shot to win it at the end. In two of the games, if the defense would have gotten a hold, they win. Period.
Yeah.
Offensively, if Purdy's, they got two drives at the end of the game to try to score and win the game. They didn't do it. Purdy didn't do it. Ayuk didn't do it. Big Trent Williams didn't do it. So, it's unfair to say Purdy's 0-2. Okay, fine. The Niners are 0-2 in that situation. And that's situational football.
Yeah.
And they've been terrible during really important situations. Ron's in San Francisco. Hey, Ron, what's going on, man?
I'm calling about Shanahan.
Okay.
I think he's too predictably conservative. And, there are many examples. I won't take the time today but starting with when he was the offensive coordinator for the Falcons in the Super Bowl against the Patriots. He made a mistake there, a couple of mistakes at the end. More recently, when the Niners are in the red zone, or especially goal to go, I'm not seeing any kind of deception. How about a play-action pass? How about an inside shovel pass? How about a tackle eligible? I mean, I saw all of those starting with Andy Reid yesterday. In fact, the Cardinals ran a play like that late. It looked like Murray sort of fumbled it. And then he threw a wide open floater to the tight end.
Tim Tebow.
Why aren't the Niners doing that? I don't get it.
Can I ask you this, Ron, real quick? Is it when you say conservative, are you talking mostly about the play calling?
Yes.
Okay. And thanks for the call. Yes. No, I see, that's the part that to me, Shanahan, it's interesting. You think Shanahan gets conservative with a play calling? Okay, fair. I'll meet you there. But there's other areas where he's so aggressive, almost to be foolish. And what I mean is these times where he'll gladly take the ball at your own 7 with a minute and a half left, and then they'll throw 3 straight passes, won't complete any, and they're giving the ball back. So, like,
it's not consistent, Stoney.
I don't feel like it is consistent.
No, that's how I feel.
But I do feel like he has incredible confidence in the offense. Like, he'll take the ball with one timeout at our own 4 with a minute 12 left, and he'll try to go get a field goal. He'll try to go 50 yards, even if it's at the end of the half. Well, if you're super aggressive during those times, guess what? If it doesn't happen, the clock's going to stop, and you're going to have to give the ball up with time left still.
Yeah.
And so I feel like he is a little bit of both. I get the play calling conservatism, but I also think there's times where he's just overly aggressive with his thought process about getting a ball back or getting the ball at the end of a half or something like that, even though they're not in an advantageous position.
Yeah.
When's the last time a Kyle Shanahan team ever took a knee?
Well, in the Super Bowl in 2019, when they had and Lynch was in the suite, time out, and he chose to call the dogs off. The guys in the morning spoke to me, Stoney, and they talked to me, and we know this, right? Some coaches, all of them, they don't throw the ball, they don't catch it, they don't miss a block. But when your claim to fame as a head coach, to me, Kyle Shanahan, is on the offensive side of the ball, and you're the OC, and early on, listen to me, Stoney, 9 of 22 in the red zone, that's good for 30th. 30th out of 32 teams. To me, we can hone in and say, yeah, it's on the players, but that's enough sample size for me, Stoney, to say maybe, and not even a maybe, Kyle, you're calling the wrong stuff. Maybe you're not using Kittle right. Maybe you're not using Ayuk right when you get in between the when you get in the red zone. I think that's more than fair, and I think it's truth. Because what other explanation can you get? Because McCaffrey's not. We call this offense the Avengers. That meant you had Iron Man. You had Spider-Man. Yeah. You had had everybody. Yeah. Captain America. So if one guy is at home, we're supposed to expect 9 for 22? No, something's wrong. And that's where I can say I would, you didn't ask, Donnie, put more of the blame on Kyle's plate because you're the conductor. And you're missing Captain America. You are.
There you go.
But you're good enough there to get down there.
Okay, but
so what's changing?
What's changing is you have the most versatile running back in football not available. He's not. And that's what I think is happening here too. They don't throw to Jordan Mason out of the backfield. Or teams dare him to throw to Jordan Mason out of the backfield. Purdy doesn't want to, or it's not in the game plan, or Kyle doesn't want to throw the ball to Jordan Mason. So then you don't have that deception that McCaffrey brings. And I don't know.
Yeah.
But, here we go. You know, everybody says last year, you know, McCaffrey's the 49ers offensive MVP.
Right.
Okay, well then, that's what happens. You're going to struggle in the red zone without your superstar running back.
And not to be negative, okay, Steiny, so is this par for the course if we find out he doesn't even see the field? Throw all the aspirations of going deep in the playoffs away?
No, you got to win this week. You got to win against the Seahawks.
My point being, when does it improve if you don't get the services of McCaffrey?
Well, then you're going to have to adjust.
And that, I mean, so on the fly, they've had 5 weeks. One of six at home in the red zone against the lowly Arizona Cardinal defense.
I wouldn't call them lowly.
Well, they weren't the Ravens last year.
See, this is what I mean. Like, last year, the Cardinals were lowly. This year, the Niners are lowly. Like, they're not the lowly Cardinals. Mm. They can't be. They just beat you in your home stadium. The
Rams beat you.
Exactly. Because you made zero plays. Zero. When the game was on the line. And you didn't play well enough at the times when you weren't in a crunch situation to give you wiggle room to give up a late score. I mean, to me, there it is. Five drives, to me, encapsulate the situation. Defense could have gotten a hold against Minnesota to give the Niners a shot at it with one score. The offense had two chances to win games late. They didn't. And every time the defense needs one stop in the fourth quarter to turn around a game, they can't get it. They can't get it. Let's go to Doug in Wichita. Hey, Doug, what's going on, man?
Hey, man, just working like usual.
All righty.
Dougie. Man,
listening to you guys all day while I drive in the early show as well. I just think from, you know, what I've seen, and I mean, like I told the guy who answered, I said, man, I'm not accusing our guys of this, but it's like you're watching a team when you're coaching Little League and they just go out and expect to win, and it's sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they find out, oh, time's out, we can't have another chance to score. Well, no, because you're playing sloppy and the game's over. And one thing, I was a game tracker. I didn't even see the game. But I'm keeping track of the game online. And I see this first and goal to go against the Cardinals. And three straight passes pop up on the screen. I'm like, from the 6-yard line? Come on, man. What the hell are we doing? Pardon my language.
Yeah.
I'm getting worked up. But it's just sloppy. And if it's coaching and the players all together, whoever's fault it is, it's sloppy. That's all it is.
Yeah.
And why is it a problem for Brock Purdy when a play breaks down? Why are people getting upset that he's trying to make something happen? That's what your quarterback's supposed to do. Okay, throw it away 100 times a game and just hand it over. No, let's don't do that. What happened in the days where, you know, a play breaks down and the quarterback has to do something and improvise? You know, that used to be the great guys. Montana, Elway, anybody ever heard him? Anybody ever watch that guy play? He's been there like for somebody to come open. And my God, that's what you're supposed to do as a quarterback. Oh, and every once in a while when there's a lane, take off and get the first down like he does. Get off of Purdy's back. I think he might be the one guy who's actually trying. And I don't mean that.
Right.
Kittle is.
Sure.
Obviously, Fred Warner is. My God. What are we going to do? We're going to wake up, get your ass off the field on defense, and stay on the field on offense. That's all I got.
Thanks, Dougie.
Wow.
Wichita.
Yes, Donnie, and you asked me a question earlier about is he making money or losing it. I think he's making it. And again, this was not his best game by any stretch, but his ability to get away. And now, there are some risks that are starting to happen. If he gets hit, and he got hit, it was almost like tag. Now it's 2nd and 16 if he's running on first down, doing all the Fran Tarkin, and you get set. You know what I mean? You can ruin the series. But my goodness, man, I'm definitely not going to sit here and tell you he's the problem. I can't.
Well, I can tell you that he hasn't been good enough to get him to a better record than 2-3.
I can't argue that.
And, like, here's the other thing. It's like, how's Brock Purdy playing this year? He's pretty good. He's been pretty good. He's been good. Okay, well, you're 2-3. If If he plays good the next five, what if you're 4-6? I mean, he's been pretty good. Okay. Well, how's he been now? Well, we're 7-8. Okay. Like, but he's been really good. Well, how could he have been really good if we're 7-8? And then we do, and you're right, the conversation's not for now, but then what do you do if you're the Niners?
Oh, no doubt. But it, again, nobody in their right mind from Union City, California is calling Brock Purdy Steph Curry, but I'm using this as an example. The Warriors didn't make the playoffs last year. Who's the last person that gets, who's the most established?
No, this is where you and I differ. I always go to the stars first. And if a star's level of play drops, it's more impactful to the team than if a role player's doesn't play up to his expectations. That's just the way I look at it.
But my point was, it was quite clear that Steph didn't have enough around him.
Well,
and
it was
that's
also
the question going into this season.
Well, see, and that's where you and I differ, and that's why a lot of times I'm called a hater. Because Steph didn't have a great second half.
Gotcha.
And if he doesn't have a great second half, the Warriors are not going to be very good. That's just and you know what? Not Buddy Hield. Gary Payton II. Like if he doesn't have a good year, you're not shot because he's a role player. That's just the way I look at it. Let's go to consultant in Walnut Creek.
Well,
consultant
Niners need
in
it.
Walnut Creek. What's going
on?
What's
up, guys? Hope everyone's doing well. Oh, man, it's all good. Look, man, for my money, I get it, but I don't get it. I just don't get all the hate. I get the hate because just blood pressures go up after a loss, but I don't get the hate in when people are talking about, Kyle Shanahan this or Kyle Shanahan that. I mean, I like to give my team the ones that have gone to, you know, four or five straight NFC Championship games, the guys that brought our franchise back from the dead, a little bit of grace. We've had losing streaks before, and we end up doing just fine. Have we won a Super Bowl? No. But hardly anybody ever wins a Super Bowl. And as a fan, as a lifelong Niner fan, I look at what's going on with the team, and yeah, there's a bunch of things to nitpick, but guess what? I was doing the math the other day. Over the last 5 years, the Niners have played basically an extra season.
Mm-hmm.
And it's with the same basic core.
Exactly.
People get tired. People get exhausted. And I fully expect this team to bounce back as a huge Niner fan. We've got nothing. We've got no empirical evidence to tell us otherwise. Nothing tells us that this team is incapable of coming back. Because guess what? They do every time. Nothing tells us that this isn't one of the best rosters in the league. Because guess what? Look at the team. It's one of the best rosters in the league. We can have fun talking about it on a game-by-game basis and, like, have fun as fans to decompose it. But the actual hate that I hear on the radio sometimes after a loss, man, I just don't get it. I mean, this team, we've got studs up and down the team. We got nothing to worry about.
Appreciate it, consultant. The beloved Bayview Restaurant and Lounge, perched over Bodega Bay at the Inn at the Tides, it's returned. Delight in chef specials paired with live piano music. So incredible, you may decide not to leave. Dining and hotel reservations at inatthetides.com.